97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus, dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, UNC Journalism Professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, the return of one of Carolina's own and her thoughts about the World Cup. Our guest, Heather O'Reilly, former UNC soccer star and the newest member of the Carolina Courage pro soccer team. So Heather, on the night of the 4th, you got your first action with your new team. What was that like?
I was absolutely thrilled to be back here at Wake Med, back in this community that means so much to me. So I'm a Jersey girl, but I came here, of course, to attend University of North Carolina in 2003. Spent a couple of wonderful years here in the Triangle, and then, you know, due to soccer and life, you know, football took me all around the world the last decade or so. But for me to return now to North Carolina has been an absolute dream. So when the Carolina Courage was reestablished about a year and a half ago, it was right the same time that I was making the decision to go play at Arsenal Football Club, which was a dream of mine to go overseas to kind of ply my trade in Europe. I had never played anywhere else but the U.S., and what an opportunity to play at Arsenal Football Club. So I knew I wanted to take that up, but I think I knew also in my heart that I wanted to be part of the Courage at some point. So it was just really nice that things worked out to come full circle and back to this community. And it doesn't hurt that I'm playing with a world-class team here that has a nice buffer in first place right now, just absolutely having an incredible season. And for me to be able to add and contribute an asset to an already thriving team has been a dream. So I'm really, really, really happy, if you can imagine.
Yeah. So the team's doing great. 4 goals on Independence Day evening against Chicago. And I found it really interesting, Heather, that the Twitter feed for the team includes, of course, video of those 4 goals. It also includes a certain substitute entering the game in the second half. How often does a team include in its highlights a substitution?
Well, if they did that for me coming in, I mean, I'm flattered. I'm really honored that people think it's meaningful for me to be back here, and that's obviously a huge compliment. I think that anybody that knows my career knows that it's been a long one. It's been one that I think that people remember, you know, this young kid playing with the generation of players like Mia Hamm, like Brandi Chastain, and that was in my Carolina days. And then, you know, I think that a lot of these young players and a lot of the fans that sort of grew up with the national team also grew up with the players on the national team. So I think that if I'm able to sort of pull at the heartstrings at some of these fans, that's such a compliment. And they've followed my career and they followed the story of the national team. And, you know, the ups and downs of football are really emotional. And I think that people know that, you know, I've just like anybody had incredible highs and some tough spots in my career. But at the end of the day, this game's about resilience, and it's about going again, picking yourself up. And, you know, I've had surely a lot more high moments than low. And I've been able to win a lot of things at Carolina with the U.S. team and at the professional level. And I hope to be able to accomplish that once again with Carolina. But I think, I just think that the story of returning home, I think, was special for myself, but also special for a lot of fans that have seen my career and that have followed my story. And hopefully, you know, if this is the final chapter here in North Carolina, you know, of course I want to end it on a high note, but it's all about, you know, working hard, being kind to people, and having fun along the way. And those are the three tenets that I've always tried to live by. And I'm surely not perfect, but I try to do those things. And, you know, that's brought me some success in the past.
So I do want to follow up on that, your story and how, and just as important, where you might want it to end. Not to say that that's imminent. I mean, you might be the women's soccer equivalent of Tom Brady, or maybe he's the football equivalent of you. And just playing well seems to be getting better as he approaches 40 years old. But have you thought about how and where you would like for the soccer part of your story to end?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, I think that it's a big part of athletes' experience is the end of their career. And, you know, that's why there's so many stories of athletes having trouble at the end of their career or not being able to give it up or, you know, having trouble in transition, because this game is so important to us. It is our passion. It is our job. It's our joy. And I think that, yeah, the latter years of your career, whether you're a starter or not a starter or overcoming injury and maybe not being able to play as well or as much as you like to, it is difficult. And to say that athletes don't, you know, think about those things, it's a lie. And I think that it is, you know, that's why you need to have a healthy mind, and you have to have, you know, a great mindset and a strong mentality all through your career, because, you know, whether you're a young kid or you're sort of middle-aged or you're a veteran player, you have these different adversities that you face, I think, mentally. So in the twilight years of my career, which, you know, I think that it's fair to say, you know, I'm 33 years old right now. I think it's fair to say that I'm in certainly the latter years of my career. And, you know, when I went over to England, I went over thinking, you know, I had accomplished a lot in the U.S. I had played in 3 Olympics, 3 World Cups. Out of those 6 tournaments, I was able to win gold out of 4 out of 6 with a bronze and a silver. So I felt good about my tenure with the national team, and I knew that it was time to move on from that and enter the new generation and help the way that I could to transition that team into the next era. But I still love the game, and I still felt like I can contribute a lot to the game. And I wanted this new horizon over at Arsenal. But at the end of the day, it didn't feel right to hang up my boots over there in England. I felt pretty healthy, pretty good. Felt like I had still a lot to contribute. And it's all about adding value. And if you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, do I add value to this team? And can I help them win? And will I have fun along the way? And I said yes to all those questions. I still wanted to play, and I still wanted to help this team win. And, you know, you can't write the future, and a lot of times the world has things in store for you that you can't control. But if I could control it, I would end it here in North Carolina, because this is my home. This is where I've chosen to live. I've chosen to live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, when I can live anywhere in the world, to be honest. And I've chosen to live in this community because I love it. It means a lot to me. And, I'd love for this to be where my career ends. And you know what, when that time comes, I don't really know, but I'll enjoy the ride while it's happening.
Sports Focus, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with soccer star Heather O'Reilly, who has just returned to the Triangle area as part of the women's pro team, the Carolina Courage. I do want to touch on one possibly sensitive topic, Heather, and you mentioned ups and downs. One of the downs was that you were not even on the team for Rio. Even, you know, you look at that, you try to be a neutral observer, and you think, even if at 33 a player has slowed down a step, couldn't such a player who has the record of accomplishment that Heather O'Reilly has helped keep that team on an even keel? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know what? You know, 2015 was a joy to be part of. That World Cup team, I think, was special because it was an incredibly deep team. And that, to refresh everyone's memory, a World Cup roster is 23 players. And you know, I think that 23 players was extremely deep. I think that, you know, we could have probably, you know, this will sound a little bit cocky, but I think that we probably could have fielded 2 teams in that World Cup. And I have faith that both of those 2 teams would have at least made the semifinals. I think that that was an incredibly deep roster with a good mix of veteran players led by Abby Wambach, Christy Rampone, Shannon Box. Mixed in with a lot of young players like Julie Johnson, Morgan Bryan. And, you know, I think that it was a world class team, and we played a fantastic tournament. And I was happy to help that team over the line, because even though I wasn't maybe on the field as much as I would have liked, I know that myself, that players like Abby, the players like Shannon Box, even though we weren't maybe on the field as much as we would have liked, I think that we played a major role in that tournament because the chemistry was really important, the depth was really important, and the leadership was really important. So roll around 2016, and you know, I'm not an idiot. I can kind of do the math, and I know, you know, leading into that year that it's going to be very tight. To refresh everybody's memory, an Olympic roster is actually only 18 players. So I knew that, you know, going into that year, it was going to be very tight. I hadn't played much the year before. That was 23 players. Now we're looking at a roster of 18 players. And a lot of veteran players would probably just kind of steer clear and just, you know, hang them up or whatever. But that wasn't my style, and I wanted to go for it. And knowing that certainly nothing was guaranteed, I knew that I wasn't necessarily, maybe my style wasn't exactly what Jill Ellis loved, but I knew that she valued me. I knew that she knew what I could bring and that I've won at every level. And I just went for it. And at the end of the day, I was named an alternate, which was tough, certainly. But of course, in the perspective of life, you know, I'm considered in the top 22 players in America. That's not so bad. But yeah, it certainly hurt to not squeeze into that roster of 18, and certainly hurt to be, you know, up in the stands in Rio and watching the team lose in penalty kicks. It was painful. I hurt for the team, and I, of course, wanted to be out there to be able to contribute, but it wasn't in the cards. And yeah, I think that was certainly a tough year, but it was a year that I was proud of myself. I was proud that I went for it. I think that I showed a lot of courage in just being like, you know what, I believe in my contribution, and whatever happens, and I'm just going to keep fighting. And I fought to the end. So I think that that's what it's all about, and that's what the national team is all about. And that's what I learned from the veterans before me, and I hope that, you know, that is passed through the culture of the team today. So yeah, that was tough, but at the end of the day, like I said, I've played in six major tournaments, three World Cups and three Olympics, and that's playing in even one of those is a player's dream. So I've certainly I've had a good long run, and again, no athlete's career is smooth sailing, and I think that it makes you appreciate the good times, because certainly I've had a whole lot of them. When people ask like what my favorite memory is of playing, I mean, I can't even tell them because I've had so many, and what a blessing that is to be able to say that. You know, between my days at Carolina, winning two national championships or winning Olympic gold medals, winning World Cups, things like that. I mean, I've had obviously a full career, and you know, it's not over yet.
Sports Focus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking to superstar soccer player Heather O'Reilly, who, as she's already mentioned a couple of times, has quite a few accolades in her career. Heather, I'd like to talk a little bit about the World Cup that's going on right now. And another player who is revered by his fans, but not so revered by other people. And here's a newspaper headline that appeared in a Brazilian newspaper. Neymar has charmed Brazil, but annoyed the rest of the world. Does Neymar annoy you?
Well, I think that everybody has a style, right? And, you know, people can debate for years and years about who's a better player, Messi or Ronaldo. And the reason why, you know, you can have these long-winded debates about these superstar players is that everybody brings a different style, different taste to the game. There's no right way to play football. People might have an opinion about what their purest form of football is, but there's no right way to play. So I think that that's why you can have these debates. You can have these debates about how Chelsea used to play and park the bus, or how Barcelona would keep the ball tiki-taka through the field. And, you know, that's what makes the game so rich, is these different flares, I think. And what Neymar brings is a different flair. I think he's Brazilian. I think that he's emotional. We saw that as he already has broken down in tears just after scoring in his early games. I mean, these guys are under immense pressure. They're under so much scrutiny. They have the weight of their nation on their back, the eyes of the world on them. And they are under a lot of pressure. And somebody like Neymar, I think I respect Neymar's career. I think that he's done things for the most part the right way. I think that he works hard for the team and he finds a lot of joy. You can always tell that, his teammates respect him. And you can just kind of see that by the way that they play for him and the way that he works. So anybody that works hard for their team, I have a lot of respect for. And, is he my style in terms of perhaps being a little bit flamboyant with some of his diving and things like that out in the field? Certainly, that's not my style. I try to stay up on my feet at all times and play true. But at the end of the day, I think that Neymar works hard, and I think that he's had a crazy amount of pressure playing for Brazil. I mean, everybody in Brazil expects them to win the World Cup every time, and what a standard that is. And for the most part, I think that he's managed his career well, and he's done things the right way. So. I want a success for Neymar. I think he could bring a lot of joy to a country that sometimes is in rough spots. I wish him the best. I mean, he's not my favorite player in the World Cup, and he's on my favorite team. But when Brazil's doing well, the World Cup's more exciting. So I wish them well.
So the big criticism about Neymar is that he goes down if a breeze, blows across the back of his neck. He's writhing in pain, on the pitch. And there's even this meme on Facebook of he's rolling through traffic jams and he's rolling through a kid's backyard party and all that kind of stuff. But one thing you can definitely say about Neymar is he's still there. Messi's not. Ronaldo's not. And unfortunately, the U.S. men's team is not. And they're playing this commercial of, hey, U.S., sorry you're not in the tournament, but root for Brazil because we've won the most trophies, or root for Germany, which is also out, because we brought you the Frankfurter. It's like that kind of hurts a little bit as a U.S. fan.
Yeah, obviously this is tough times for U.S. soccer, and I think every American soccer fan is watching this World Cup with a bitter taste in their mouth. I think every game that goes on, or seeing Panama just go out in flames, losing 6-1 to England, certainly is something that doesn't sit well with us, because of course Panama is from the same region as us and they qualified and we didn't. And that doesn't sit well with me, and it shouldn't sit well with any fan. I think we still should be upset that we're not in this tournament. And I think that we could have grown the game and grown the sport in our country even further if we were in this World Cup. So it is a little bit of an opportunity lost. Certainly that feeling is prevalent. But at the end of the day, we're moving forward. We have obviously won the bid for 2026 to host, which is a wonderful opportunity to again grow the game. So the next 8 years will be exciting in the lead up for that. Certainly our U.S. team will be in that tournament with automatic qualification. So that's good news. But, listen, Neymar, he's going to try to sell it. He's an entertainer. And some players take that job seriously. Some players, feel like they're entertainers. Somebody like Kevin De Bruyne for Belgium, for instance, he's not an entertainer. He's just a champion. He just wants to win. And there's no over-the-top antics. He plays the game straight up. And the reason why it's entertaining is because it's high-level football and it's successful football. Other players bring a sense of entertainment, bring a sense of spectacle to the game. And Neymar is, one of those players that, certainly will make you upset at times and just be like, come on, buddy, get up. That's not the way to play. And then other times he's going to, cut through the 18 and get a beautiful shot off or do something spectacular. So, you take the good with the bad, and I think that's part of the story. It's all part of the flair. It's all part of the style. And it's not for everybody, but I think we're talking about it here on the radio. So I think that, like I said, it brings talking points and it brings a spectacle to this grand game of ours.
And that does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Heather O'Reilly. Thanks also to engineer Gary Kirk. And as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance, and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.